Good evening, listeners of the New American Wasteland. The date is March 29th, 2035. I'm Bob McKenzie of 98.5 UNFM, the Liberty Bell. We are the station to listen to for updates on the United Nations peacekeeping mission into the American Wasteland. And tonight, we bring you updates from the wilds of ungoverned America, as well as reports of corporate skullduggery from the Dome. In the Badlands of Western Wyoming, a French mechanized rifle platoon came under fire while delivering humanitarian aid to struggling communities. Through the power of superior weapons, tactics, and resolve, the French platoon was able to drive off the insurgents, but not before insurgent fire inflicted many non-combatant casualties. When asked for comment, the commanding officer of the platoon could only respond as such. The UN peacekeeping mission needs a stronghold in the Badlands. When we arrive and drive them off, they only leave momentarily. They always come back after we depart. If we are to succeed in bringing peace to the people of the Badlands, we will need more troops, more equipment, and more time. And we cannot do it on our own. We cannot protect the people that the United States abandoned forever. Meanwhile, the incorporated states of North America have come under scrutiny once again. The corporate city-state of Gemworks, also known as the Dome, has come under investigation by the United Nations Human Rights Abuses Council due to its partnership with the Dominion of Latter-day Saints. There is consistent reporting that Dominion militia groups, also known as Crusades, have been plunging into the old Idaho Panhandle as well as western Montana. Reports also indicate that the purpose of these crusades are to capture able-bodied adults to supplement the workforce of the Dome. Children have also been reported to have been captured in these raids at alarming rates, although the purpose of this is unknown. Some communities have been able to beat back the crusaders with their own civil militias. However, amongst the fallen crusaders, they have found Gemworks-branded weaponry. Gemworks PMC advisors have also allegedly been spotted amongst the Crusaders. However, UN intelligence has been unable to confirm this report. And that's all for tonight, my dear listeners. I'm Bob McKenzie, and you've been listening to 98.5 UNFM, the Liberty Bell. Stay safe out there, everyone, and remember, we are stronger together. And if you would like to make a difference in your area, please go see your nearest United Nations Aid Coordination Officer. This message made possible by United Nations Peacekeeping Operations Public Radio, as well as the American Security and Stabilization Fund.